So how can we know what purpose is the best purpose? We may be pursuing, say, engineering or pursuing research. That may benefit some people, but that might also harm the environment. So if our emotions are oscillating, the emotions can also decide, can affect our perception of what is the right purpose. Yeah, there are two different things over here. I'll take them separately. First is with respect to the purpose. The Bhagavad Gita is an eminently realistic book. It says that there is no activity in this world which is flawless. Sarvarambhahi doshena dhumen agnirivavritaha. It says that just as fire is covered by smoke, similarly, every endeavor is covered by fault. So we won't find any profession in the world which is completely flawless. Having said that, the Bhagavad Gita actually says that whatever work we are doing, swakarmana tam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manava. By your work, worship that Supreme Lord. Now, some people translate this as work is worship. That is not exactly what the Bhagavad Gita teaches. Now, if work were worship, then the donkey would be the greatest worshipper. Donkey is working so hard. Work alone is not worship. Work can be done in a form of worship. By our work, we can worship. What does doing work as a worship mean? It means that we understand that the abilities we have, they are gifts from God for us. And we are meant to use them for a constructive service. So what we are is God's gift to us. What we become is our gift to God. So we see life from this higher perspective of making a positive contribution. And the external purpose that we have, that will vary from person to person, even from situation to situation. Now, today, we may have the purpose of becoming a graduate. Tomorrow, we may have a purpose of becoming a mother. Tomorrow, after that, we may have a purpose of getting a particular position in society. Whatever it is, the purpose may vary in terms of the external goal that we are achieving. The Bhagavad Gita goes deeper to go to address what is it that is driving us towards that purpose. So the Bhagavad Gita says that if we are acting out of a desire to love and serve, to desire to love and serve God and love and serve everyone in relationship with God, then that can overcome whatever discrepancies might be there circumstantially in our profession. So that desire for love and service, that's not simply a, this is not a sentimental longing. It's a process of purification. So the process of yoga, the Bhagavad Gita especially recommends bhakti yoga. The process of bhakti yoga, when we practice, we connect our heart in a mood of loving service with God. And then with that mood of loving service permeating our consciousness, whatever we do, that also becomes infused with that mood of loving service. And then we will be guided from within about how to unify the various roles that we are playing, whether it is a student, whether it is a researcher, whatever roles we are playing, how to harmonize them in a way that they can bring the best. Yeah, certain professions may be involving a harm to the ecology, but ultimately somebody has to rectify it. So it is only by research about how to do the same thing in less chemically damaging ways that we might find a solution. So, how we can harmonize our specific profession with our spiritual purpose, that we will learn through our own inner clarity if we are spiritually rooted, if we are spiritually connected, if we are working with a mood of loving devotion. Yadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti. The Bhagavad Gita says we will be given intelligence to make wise decisions. That way we can harmonize we can go beyond whatever limitations are there in our particular profession and harmonize its essential purpose with our life's ultimate purpose.